Unit 11, Exercise 21B. Listen to the text and choose the correct option.
Are you not satisfied with the room you live in? Do you hate the dull walls around you? Do you want to give a new lease of life to your old furniture but do not know how? Do you have no money for expensive decorations? The answer to all these questions is, invite the Makeover Special Team, MST, and you'll solve your problem in no time. The previous weekend, the team worked in Michelle Sims' flat. Today, our guests in the studio are Michelle herself, Ed Burks, interior designer from MST, and his wife, Emma Burks, artist for MST. They are here to tell you how they changed Michelle's flat. Michelle, just a few words about yourself and about the task you set for MST.
I'm 25. I live in a small one-bedroom flat in London. Next year, I'm going abroad to study for about 18 months. But in the meantime, I wanted my living dining room to have a quick change.
When we first entered the room, I understood it was a real challenge. Dark gray walls, disarranged furniture, a sofa too big for the room, lack of light. Michelle said she didn't mind any changes. Her only condition was to keep the cream sofa, bookcase, and dining furniture. On hearing that Michelle was moving to a sunnier country, we thought we'd get her in the mood with green and tropical tones. So we painted the window wall and the small alcove in soft green, with two adjacent walls in brighter green.
Michelle, what was your reaction to the new color board?
The thought of green on my walls frightened me at first, but as soon as I saw the color board, I relaxed.
And the slightly paler green on the two opposite walls softened the look.
I also suggested using a wallpaper border with an exotic leaf pattern for the top of the walls, but Michelle didn't agree.
No, I found it too bold then. Now I wish I had agreed as well.
Yeah, that's a pity, though she didn't mind moving the furniture around. We move her small dining table and chairs from the center of the room to the side, which gave the impression of more space. But still, the two big sofas spoiled the view. Then I had an idea to tuck it into the bay window, and it looked smaller at once.
What did you add to the room design, apart from just colors and moving things around?
Our crafts designer, Bridget, made very unusual fluffy cushions, which looked like polar bears from a cotton bath mat. Dark green throws and a white cushions brought out the colors of the walls, and they are so cozy. As for the window, Michelle didn't use to have any curtains, but blinds. I think blinds look too official in the living room, but I understood massive curtains will dominate this room too much. The solution was to use a light curtain. It allows the light into the room and doesn't attract any attention to itself. We also put a large rush mat on the floor to cover the dull gray fitted carpet.
While Bridget worked with the cushions and the curtain, I painted Michelle's bookcase white, as its original lifeless, very light yellow color didn't tie in. We also brought in a small white coffee table, very cheap. It was just about 10 pounds.
But a table for 10 pounds is definitely plain and can't look very attractive, I am afraid.
After making the cushions and the throws for the sofa, Bridget had some leftovers. So we made a runner and two napkins for the coffee table. With the dark green runner and brighter napkins, the table became gorgeous. To give the final touch to the room, I decided to define the dining area by hanging three plates on the wall above. I simply painted a green stripe on a white plate and then hung them on the wall. But the way, as I felt my leafy idea had to be somehow realized, I painted green leaves on some white cups and placed and put them on the tables.
I desperately wanted to do my share in this redecoration, and suddenly I felt my room lacked life. So I went to buy some plants at the nearest florist's. Emma painted the pots very pale green. We put them on the dining table, and now it looks like a doll's garden. So the colors now all make sense, and I know I can live with them quite happily.
Thank you for your wonderful story. I hope many people would like to change something.